Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And you're listening to Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic eclectic music for your Sunday morning, streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, and AltRadio.org. We're also on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. You know we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, especially those brought to you with support from Christine Wern in the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics in Virginia Beach. Making passion for skincare profession, you can check out their ad at hunteratsunrise.com. And joining us back in the studio here this morning, Jamie and Gina Anderson. You may know them as Fox and the Bear. How are you guys today?
Yeah, yeah, thank you so much. We're excited to be here.
Yeah, well,
it's been a while.
It has been a while. I think you were last on in the pandemic. We had you come to a studio in Portsmouth.
Yeah, that was fun. It's fun to be back.
It's fun to be back. Yeah.
No, it's fun to be back.
It's fun to be back in better times, too.
Yeah.
Yes, most definitely. Well, what would you like to play for us first before we get to talking here?
Yeah, the first one we're going to start off with is one from the album that we have released, and it's called Hazel Eyes.
Excellent. Here is Fox and the Bear on Hunter at Sunrise. Sweetheart, my oh my, we will be alright. Yeah.
Thank you.
Fox and the Bear here on Hunter at Sunrise, obviously in good voice here on a Sunday morning.
We practiced before we got
here. Yeah, you practiced a little bit, huh?
We don't have those moaning voices right up the gate.
Well, thanks so much for coming here. Should I tell the story of how you came to be here? How I went to an ODU basketball game?
Yes,
and
searched high and low to get a hold of us.
I walked into the big blue room where all the people are commiserating over the basketball game. And who is there but Fox and the Bear?
The host of
good marketing.
Years past.
Yes, you were. You were entertaining the sports fans.
It was a
fun crowd.
It was so fun. It was so spontaneous, and we were like, oh my gosh, it's Hunter.
What's he doing at a basketball game?
Well, what are we doing at a basketball game? It was kind of like both. What are we doing here?
How did you get that gig? That's kind of an interesting place to be playing this kind of music.
I don't even fully know. I know that somehow Brett Shaw got a hold of our contact. It might have been through
stuff there before for what's it called, the arena, Capitol.
There were a couple things that we've done in the past, so I think that they flip through their Rolodex. No one does that anymore. But they're like, oh, we had these last summer little artists. Let's have them for a basketball game. It was a test. We were the test run, which we were so happy. Yeah. And it went well.
That was their first time doing that kind of entertainment.
We were very happy to
kick it off.
Yeah. Well, it was good to run into you there. I hadn't seen you in a while. What have you been up to here since the pandemic?
A little bit of everything. We're both in school now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so I think last time during the pandemic, everyone was just doing their best.
Right.
And that's what we were doing.
I'm still doing that, honestly.
Yeah. But we were trying to write, but we were also we had just moved to Norfolk and we were just kind of getting our feet about a lot of things. So
I see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now I think we have enough now for an album.
Yes.
That's what we were talking about. Yeah, earlier we're talking about what we're doing. And
I feel like we've said it so many times, but this is the year.
Yeah, 2024, we're going to get something done. And we're going to play one of the new ones, not this one, but our last song, I think. Is it?
Yeah.
Or maybe we're going to start. No, the middle one will be the new one. So you get a taste of what's going to
we'll
be on the
taste.
Album.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I love that.
We can back up what we're saying.
I love it. I love it. That's great.
Yes.
So you've been going to school. Where have you been going to school? This is new because I think you were in high school when you first came on here.
Yeah. We definitely were not. We were.
I was my senior year of high school. Yeah.
We go so far back. That's special.
The time just flies when you start talking about Hunter and Sunrise.
Gina had just gotten, she had just gotten out. I have been going to school at ASU, it's Arizona State University, so it's online. It's paid through my work. I'm a Starbucks barista by day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then Gina is at TCC right now.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Studying anything particular?
I'm currently going into the health field, so my interest right now is physical therapy. We'll see how well my brain retains all that anatomy.
She's a nerd.
Biology.
She'll be fine.
We'll see how it goes. But right now, yes, that's the goal.
Yeah, she's going into that, and then I'm studying psychology. So
oh my!
We're both kind of nerdy. Gina's a little bit better nerd than I am, but it's okay. I do my best to keep up.
By the way, this particular session is up on Facebook right now live, so if you see it in your feed, please share it with your friends so everyone can see Fox and the Bear here this morning. So this is a new song, you say?
Yes. I wrote this one probably at the beginning of the pandemic, actually.
A new old song.
At the beginning of the pandemic, I had broken my ankle, so it was the perfect time, honestly, to have.
You couldn't go anywhere.
Yeah, I wasn't missing out on anything. It was perfect. But I wrote this song, and it's basically, I don't know. I feel like for those who are in the dating scene right now, will probably understand. It's not fun having to start over.
You do those dating sites that they have?
Well, not anymore, thank God.
She's off the market.
I'm not a stranger to it. It's rough out there. But yeah, it's just kind of like that distrust of being with a new person and not knowing if it's going to go well, you know.
Sure. So,
the risk.
Yes, it's called Trust Fall.
Excellent.
So I hope you guys enjoy.
Here's Fox and the Bear on Hunter at Sunrise.
Checks on the list. Darling, I don't know where you fit. I don't know. Second guessing my steps. Is it moving too fast? Is it all in my head? Is it rose colored glass? Tell me how long do feelings last? I don't know. Did you come to harbor hold me? I don't know. Pull me closer.
And the Bear here on Hunter at Sunrise. Great song.
Isn't that good?
Wrote that.
You heard it here first, yes. Friends. That's yes. What we like to do. We like to exclusive. Put it out there first.
Yes.
An exclusive. Mm-hmm. Wow. So you were just sitting with your foot up and writing this song.
There was not much else to do, honestly. It's a great time for creativity. I think it was like, what is it, Newton's Law, were like written during the plague because he couldn't do anything.
Oh, God.
If I'm remembering that correctly, I don't know.
Let's contribute to humanity.
Well, it's really great to see you guys are still together, still playing music. Do you think this is what you're going to do going forward, even though you're going, I guess, different directions scholastically?
Yeah, I think we've tried really hard to keep it afloat. That's part of the reason I'm taking this semester off, just so that I can devote a little more attention mm-hmm. to the music because Gina was the one who was picking up slack, and then now yeah, she's
so
in school.
So if I missed an email, sorry.
Yeah. So now if we miss emails, it's definitely my fault. So.
Oh, I see.
But yeah, so just to be able to, we do love this and we love getting to do it. So I think that we would like to continue it, even if it doesn't pay the bills fully. It's something that we would like to keep.
It definitely brings joy for us. Yeah, you have to be like a little bit, I don't know, either crazy or you have to really enjoy it.
Yeah, I do think, you either have to be a little insane or really like it because there's a lot of, there's less glamour than people think behind it, you know?
Yourself,
managing yourself and you wear a lot of hats.
Yes.
But still, getting another album under your belt is going to really feel good, probably.
Yeah, definitely. I think.
And this will be an album. It's not going to be an EP or something like that.
No. We wanted to come back with another like full like portfolio.
Sure. Okay.
For this next one, so that was Gina wrote that one. So I'm a big fan.
That bodes well for me.
Me too.
You secretly hated it.
Me too. But
well, if you can get both of you to like it, I think
it's always a plus.
Exactly. But I think we've just. I'm excited because of how much we've grown as people, and I think that kind of like feeds into the artistry as well.
Definitely, because listening back, I'm proud of all the music I've written, but it is kind of like having a time capsule because a lot of the songs I wrote in the beginning, I was still in high school.
Right.
So it's like much different perspective, different like everything, honestly.
Sure,
So it is cool.
We're talking with Fox and the Bear here on Hunter at Sunrise, and we got time for one more song. What would you like to play for us here?
A high school song.
Oh, a high school song.
Yes, I wrote this one.
In high school, she did.
Wee baby.
It's very good. this one is from we did a little exclusive in the middle, and then this one is also going to be on the album.
Oh, okay.
We will be the one that we already have. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, I know. You got really excited.
Yeah, you just faked him out.
It's called Evergreen.
Oh, yes. I like this. In fact, I played this during Christmas. I told you guys I thought that this should be a Christmas song. If you ever do a Christmas album, I like this song.
We will.
Okay, here is Fox and the Bear here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Oh,
songs by you guys. I hope
you
don't mind my saying that.
Aww.
But it really is. It's a beautiful song.
Thank you so much. We don't get to play it much when we're out because we're in a loud brewery, so you can barely hear yourself. So I appreciate that.
It's a treat getting to play it here.
Yeah.
So.
Fox and the Bear here on Hunter at Sunrise. Speaking of breweries, you have any places you're getting ready to play that you want to shout out about right now?
Yeah, we'll be at Elation on the 20th this month.
Oh, okay.
And then I think we'll be at Big Ugly Brewing. That's not till March, but it's like the 1st of March. And then we have we'll be at the basketball game.
You're going to be at the basketball
game. We are. I hope we see you there. It's going to be the 20th.
They need to move you out to center court, though.
That would be.
I think they need to move you out to center court.
I would be honored. That's
going
to
be first
a small
string.
Dream.
Sinking some threes.
Oh my gosh! No, but that's where we'll be there at the Elation on the 20th, and that one we love. Playing at Elation.
Some lovely folks over there.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on still being together. And by the way, this album that we've been talking about is called "We Will Be All Right."
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the album that's coming up, we don't have a name for yet.
No,
I'm sure.
Don't.
It's a mystery.
it's a mystery.
As soon as we know, you'll know.
Yes. Oh, great. Okay.
Be in touch.
All right. Yeah. Well, send me that single, whatever you put out about it. Send it to me, and we'll see about playing it. Thank Fox and the Bear here on Hunter at Sunrise. Thanks for coming down here today.
Thank you for having us.